As you awaken more and more to what is real and true and is of yourself, part of yourself, and of what you are connected and part of, all that exists, then more and more your desire changes toward wishing, seeking to experience and know this state and level and more from what it comes, what it goes toward, all the time, as much as you are able to. This is part of the natural unfolding of the soul, of yourself, in remembering who and what you are, where you've come from, what you're doing, and understanding and fulfilling life. It's a natural progression for all beings, people, things, plants, animals, rocks, minerals, trees, woods, everything in this world in manifestation, and this world meaning the extent of all created things, in all levels. It's this unity of being, one being that cycles around, fulfills itself, apprehends itself, knows and becomes itself, and fulfills through love, breath, harmony, joy, and peace, its own awareness and understanding. In this becoming, we become more aware of what we are and what exists. And it's this when it's said that within each being is the path, within each being is the knowing, that the understanding of what a person is unfolds, develops, grows, and extends toward completeness. This completeness then is a cycle of further beginning and becoming again. Now, the viewpoint or perspective from which this is seen is obvious to the one who realizes and knows, to the Buddha of clarity, to the mind and heart of the Jesus, the Christ figure of the highest, and to those who operate and live within other frames, other planes. Yet it's not always seen from the one whose perspective is more limited. The unfolding and awakening that gives glimpses and taste to this, and that leads you eventually to consider the path toward re-becoming what you are. It's a sense and feeling of unity at all. In the course of this, a person grows and develops and less is attached to the world as the physical world, and the outer planes as being that of the prime importance and the lasting. And in addition to this, the elements or attachments to this world begin to disintegrate and then disintegrate more and more. They're less influential on one as one sees and feels and lives in a broader perspective. It's as if you are in a school, in a kindergarten, and that everything that's done there is extremely important, and the entire world revolves around this. And then as you grow more and more, become aware of the levels of classes and the school that you're within, and eventually take on the college attitude, we'll say, the collegiate attitude of incorporating all these levels of teachings, the school being comprised now of more than just the kindergarten and the life more extensive, that one is no longer attached to or under in the framework of the young child in limited vision, and it's self-obvious, self-evident that one is limited and deceiving and is reacting in a manner that one doesn't have to when you're really perceiving from the smaller point of view or perspective of the school student, the kindergartner, and then from the framework of the graduate of college and the university, one who knows these schools, one says, oh, it's much more, it's self-evident that what is taking place within the lesser realms of first grade, second grade, so on and so forth, that these are progressions, and that all people who are involved in this are growing, and that their perspectives will change. So too is the perspective of the unity of life and being and the progression of all things going further evident to the one who is aware at this level. And so as you awaken in heart and breath and mind and get taste and glimpses of this, you are more apt to move toward this in your daily life. And then you find that your relationships also change toward one another and toward the world, and you no longer feel so much under it, but rather have a greater understanding and feeling of what it is to progress. Now, at one point or another, the person grows into this realization and says, I seek to experience this all the time, and to grow even further to what really is, and then to be in harmony with this and perceive and know and feel and act into a fulfilling of my life in this world. But it's not everyone who does it all the time, and it's not everyone who steps toward this consciously and deliberately. In fact, many people in the awakening process will go in fits and starts and never even consider that there may be a level or plane or way of living in which one can incorporate the highest of their experiences as being the lowest steps and stages, and that one desires to go more within the realm of being that they are touching on. To give an example of this, recently I've been watching a series of films or television shows on called the National Parks on American public television. And in that, you hear statements by many people who touch on and talk about and have experienced senses and feelings of unity, being connected to all, mystic experiences, higher levels, and yet there are a few. None of them say, well, I should go on and attempt to experience this and know it and feel more and more throughout all my daily life as part of this being, but rather they isolate it and say it's a wonderful sense of renewal and remembrance and connectedness, and it changes my life and changes my relation to other people, how I view the land, how I view resources. And all of this is very beneficial and useful, but it is not the conscious step towards higher spiritual realization that one eventually grows toward. Yeah, these are stepping stones in the awakening process, and eventually those people also will grow toward that unity of life in a conscious manner, whether they embrace the practices of the path or not. As putting themselves toward that, they will grow toward that. Or they will make those decisions as deliberately say, well, if I can touch on this at a short period of time, Indeed, I can live it all the time, and perhaps even more, that these glimpses will lead me to even greater. I recall something that's very striking, in that it also relates to some of the spiritual practices and higher, we'll call mystic perceptions. There was a ranger who spoke of how he arrived in one of the parks, I think it was Yellowstone, and he had never been out there before, and all of a sudden he's riding along and he comes to a herd of bison, very large animals. And he's seeing them there, and it's in a scene of ice in the wintertime, and he says, oh, if I didn't know better, I would feel as though I was at the beginning of the world. I was in the ages of the dinosaurs. And it was so profound to him that he had to turn off the motor and hear the quietness. He's immersed in quiet. His thinking slows and stops from the outer. His perception goes to the unity of life and being. He expresses that it's one of those moments in life in which you feel connected to everything, united to everything, feels there's no difference between himself and the land and the bison he's perceiving. He loses the sense of time. He's united in heart. He expands and becomes bigger, forgets about himself as being limited personality. The identification shifts. He connects so strongly to the bison that on the in-breath, and actually says this, becomes part of the breath. When the in-breath is they breathe, he breathes in. The out-breath and they exhale, he exhales. He's becoming part of this whole unity of being. And then he comes back from it, and he has a profound experience, recognizes this unity, but doesn't make that next step and that next choice of wishing to, of where that leads to, and where that points to, of being able to experience this and far greater all the time and more. And his relationship to the outer changes. His relationship to people, things, animals, places changes. He becomes of that harmony a little bit more. And it's this realization, this experience, this knowing that follows from the awakening process that takes place in all beings that eventually leads to that freedom and remembrance of what one is. And when one places oneself consciously on the path, one is attuning toward, attempting to attune toward, to remember and become this all the time. And then the questions are how to do it. And the answers to this are found in the life of the individual. All the individual beings have within themselves the opportunity to experience the highest that exists, and you are part of this also. And if you examine and re-examine some of the experiences that you have had in your own life, the tastes you've had, the glimpses, the knowings, the feelings beyond all these things, you'll remember and recognize something or things which have pointed you toward the stages and the steps and the levels that you are now. And these glimpses will lead you toward more if you desire to. So taking of the next step, it's to recognizing, oh, these things exist, and if they exist at one time, can I live like this all the time? And if when I get glimpses of the unity of life, the harmony, the joy, the bliss, the peace that exists, that can extend to all beings, and if everyone was living like this all the time, then there wouldn't be any of these wars and disharmony and anger toward each other, because you'd feel it as part of yourself. And so it's making that conscious step to say to yourself, oh, if I can experience it once, can I do it all the time? And if this is a glimpse, is there more to this? And then you become on the path toward realization, remembering, becoming again, when you say, I seek this, my heart yearns for this, I wish to know this truly, I seek to become this. And then the question is how? The next talk will deal more with this, but know that within yourself are the keys and to guidance, the keys that lead you, that intuition, that voice that speaks constantly to yourself, see, the voice of the universe, guiding itself to remembering and re-becoming because you are a part of it, and leading you to experience again to the highest of what you are, and then to act within the realms that you are part of, and that you have forgotten that you are the self-creator within this. To act in accordance with fulfilling of your life there. This is part of what we call the teaching, this guidance, this inspiration, this knowing, the voice of the divine unfolding to itself, and you are part of this. And how it progresses is the spiritual path.